Alright, so welcome guys to this podcast. My name is Eunice and I'm starting this podcast right from my bedroom. And it's about 1:45 a.m. right now. And I'm not going to sleep yet. I'm just thinking about some things that I can discuss in this podcast to help motivate you, help motivate other people to reach their whole potential. If you want to become a master at anything, if you want to master any skill, you have to redo it. And also, while you do it, you need to also concentrate on the one audience. I read this book called The One Audience. Forgot the name of the author, but it was such a great book, and it just tells you, it encourages you to go after your creativity. You know, don't postpone any creativity, and always concentrate on the one audience, which is you. You need to always try to, create for your own sake. You know, don't think about other people. Don't think about what other people are gonna think about. I'm kind of reaching the end of my day here, so just I'm not having clear thoughts here. But the main point is to concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on, harnessing the quality of your creative mind, creative side. You know, anything that you do, whether it's painting or writing a book or writing music or composing music, if you do it for one person, if you want to please one person, then you're probably going to please a million other people, if you get what I'm saying. So it's just a great thing to ponder about, because life is full of things that we always want to try and we want to do. And but also, you need to think about concentrating and narrowing your focus to one thing. And then once you're done with that, then you can move on to other things. You just need to also find a balance between different activities that you do. For me, it's kind of hard. For me, it's been kind of hard, but it's try to read a book, like a self-help book. I haven't really been committing myself to reading or finishing a book every month, but it's my plan. It's always. It's never too late to start over. And I read a book called it's called Living Forward by Michael Hyatt. And before that, I read his other book. I don't remember how I stumbled upon it, but I think it was through a YouTube video or something like that. But it was such a great book, Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. And he has another book called Living Forward. And in this book, Living Forward, one thing that in chapter 5, he gives you a practical exercise that anybody can do. And it's a very life-changing, action or document that I think everybody should have, and it's called a life plan. It's not a life plan, you know. It's not like your life plan that, you know, life insurance gives you, but it's actually a life plan, and it kind of works as a compass to help guide you through life and to help guide your goals and your focus, and it narrows your focus to what you really want to accomplish in life, and it doesn't just disperse your focus everywhere. And it's just a great tool to have. I wrote it, and it's been sitting in my computer on my desktop. My goals are there. You can always change the template, because it's just a template you can add or subtract from it. You don't have to keep it the way the way you originally wrote it. You can keep changing it, you know, adding stuff to it. You know, you can add goals. If you change your mind about a goal, you can remove it, and then you can add another goal. It's always a flexible plan. And it's just kind of a tough thing, you know. Just if you have a full-time job, you know, it's very challenging. But you know, I encourage you to always be stubborn and consistent. Even if you do small step progress, that doesn't mean that you're failing to get to your goal. You know, it doesn't mean that the journey had stopped. You know, the journey had just begun. So don't worry about pausing or taking a break, you know. Even if you don't do anything throughout a whole week, you can always, you know, resume. You can resume your work. You can resume your aspirations and your dreams and put forward action. Don't just put dreams and thoughts and beliefs. You know, that's good. You know, that's very good to have, you know, empowering, audios that you listen to. I mean, you don't have to just stop there. You know, you can. I mean, the more you listen to a positive thing, the more you listen to a positive speech. I mean, it's, at some point, you're really gonna turn that thought that you have in your head into an action, and it's gonna appear. Cause the more we listen to something, you know, we repeatedly do it, and we repeatedly listen to it, you know, it kind of, you know, that thought gets engraved, embedded in our brain, in our subconscious mind. And then once it gets to our subconscious mind, it just converts into a habit. And that's how it is with everything, you know. You know, if you ponder the thought of smoking for too long, then I guarantee you that thought is going to change into a habit that could result in ending your life and in damaging your relationships with other people. And if you ponder about drinking, you see other people drinking, and you just observe how they're drinking and how they're holding the beer and how they're chugging it, maybe, or how they're sipping it, you know. Or if you go to places that serve alcohol, I mean, I guarantee you, man, that you're gonna have the inclination to try it, you know. Same with drugs. Same with anything. So why not? So why not? We can reverse engineer, you know, negative habits into positive ones. And I have my my cat here. He's sitting right next to me. He's my one audience. He's listening. You know, he's a really good listener. But that's all I have for today. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next day.